Recording 82. Speaker 1.
So it was relatively easy to agree on transport and insurance, but they wouldn't give us the usual 10% discount. We told them 5% was unacceptable. They wouldn't compromise, so in the end we said we didn't want the goods and we turned to a new supplier.
Speaker 2.
Yeah, bosses come and go, don't they? The new one seems okay. At least she listens to us. That's what we need in sales, more than in any other department, I think. The one before was so inconsistent and unsympathetic. He just couldn't work with us. That's when three of our best representatives decided to leave the company.
Speaker 3.
And he called me into his office on Tuesday morning and started shouting at me. Would you believe it? He said that I always handed in my reports late. Fortunately, I still had that email he'd sent me, informing me he was expecting my report on Thursday afternoon. I showed it to him, and in the end, he did say he was sorry for being unfair. Good thing he did, otherwise I was prepared to resign.
Speaker 4.
Every week I had four or five employees come up to me and complain about all the paperwork and about having to work much longer hours because of that. I knew they were right. There had been far too many redundancies. What could I do? I thought the best compromise was to hire some part-time administrative assistants, and that's exactly what we did.
Speaker 5.
We were working on the same project in three different teams, each working according to a different schedule. We were getting on well in my team, until Tony DeBeer joined us, that is. We disagreed about almost everything, and I found him very arrogant. We couldn't be more different, in fact. I found it all very stressful, so I just said to our team leader that the schedule no longer suited me, and I asked her to transfer me to another team.